Driving In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in. This is another mini episode, and today is all about shopping, small businesses, holiday shopping. We have some of our scrubbers who have small businesses, and we wanted to bring them on to share some of their specialties and what they have through their business. And this is going to be a really fun episode.
Yeah. And I also think too, it's just, you know, we're all going through it. And something that I'm trying to do this holiday season is I'm trying not to buy any of my gifts from big retailers or like Amazon and things like that. And I know that, I guess people were telling me last night that there are sections in Amazon where you can say like shop small, and there are some small businesses that are done through Amazon.
Yeah.
I am not smart enough to figure out how, I don't know how all that stuff works. So I'm just trying to intentionally buy things that I know are from small businesses or people that really need it. So
yeah, I will be honest and say I've done a lot of my shopping through big companies and Amazon and other companies, but I am trying to finish out my list with something a little more meaningful and something that helps these small businesses, especially this year. I think it's more important than ever to support these companies. So we just wanted to take the time to give these people a platform to talk about their businesses. And obviously we wish we could do it for every single person who has struggled and who is needing to get word out about their business. But this is just a small start that we can do to highlight some of these companies. And I also wanted to, before we bring in our first guest, I wanted to talk about Affirm. So the holidays, obviously, the gifts for our friends and family can't wait, but paying for them actually can. Because with Affirm, you can pay over time at thousands of stores like Walmart, Pottery Barn, Casper Sleep, Poshmark, and Priceline, and so many more. So whether you're shopping for one big ticket item or you want to check off everything off your gift list, Affirm gives you a smarter and more transparent alternative to your credit card.
Yeah, with no late fees or hidden charges, Affirm tells you exactly how much you'll owe and when you'll be done paying. So you can buy the perfect gifts today with no gotchas tomorrow.
So visit affirm.com/scrub to shop the latest in electronics, fashion, home goods, travel, and more, and then pick the payment plan that works best for you.
So head to affirm.com/scrub to get started today. That's affirm.com/scrub, or download the free Affirm app for eligible customers.
Yeah, I think this year, I think it can be the payment aspect of buying the things that the people in your life want. It can be a little stressful. So I really think it's a time to really consider what you're spending your money on and do it in a smart way so that you don't, we do not need another stressor for this year. So don't let, you know, spending too much money on gifts be something that takes you out at 2020. It's not worth it. Like, this year has been about just showing love and kindness to each other. And however that's done, whether it's, you know, shopping small to help these small businesses, or maybe it's baking cookies, a fresh batch of cookies, like, thoughtfulness goes a long way. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah. And I think too, also, I'm a big believer in that. I don't think necessarily the best gift is the most expensive gift or my favorite gift, but sometimes you need or you want something that's expensive and you want to give that to somebody, and you shouldn't let the price tag necessarily stop you from doing that. Because I am one of those people that, you know, in those commercials where they say it's either whatever the price is, $100, or it's, I'm terrible at math, five payments of, was it $25?
20.
Well, five payments of 20 if it's 100, but yeah.
Thank you.
I'm not even good at math, but
my brain is just like, gone. When the sun goes down, my brain goes with it. It makes a lot more sense, and it's like a lot more digestible.
Well, yeah, think about that January credit card payment. It's horrendous, yeah. And you dread it every year. But with Affirm, you can all of a sudden you're spreading it out over a couple of months. It's perfect.
I've used Affirm actually a couple of years ago. I really wanted these Yeezy shoes. They're hard to find, and There's a website called Goat that sells sneakers, and they have Affirm built into their like checkout thing. And they weren't like crazy expensive, but they were like a little too much to drop all at once. But the really cool thing was I used Affirm I spread it out over 3 months. So it was just like instead of spending, you know, in this case, it was, I don't know, $45,000. So instead of
wow, you know,
just kidding. Shoes. But
oh, I was like, what? I've never bought Yeezys, and I was like, now I'm what?
They weren't that much, but they were more than they were in the store. But I spread it out over a few months, and it made it a lot more palatable. And I still wear those things to this day. I get a lot of compliments on them, and Affirm made it so easy. That's a true story.
Yeah, I really wish that I would have had this option a long time ago. So they make it easy for you. Check it out. All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back with our first small business. Hi, Michelle.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I am meeting you guys.
It's so good to meet you too.
I feel like I already know you guys.
We feel like we know you.
Oh my goodness. Oh, so thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, thanks for coming on.
So you have a shop called creativemason.com.
Yeah.
And tell us more. I know you started it with your husband. Is that right?
So actually, I started it by myself back in like...
That's right. Modern woman.
You know, 2016 is when I really got started. And then I found a love for graphic design and designing invitations that I was doing for parties and things that I was throwing myself. So I threw some of them up on Etsy and they started selling. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. I can make a little bit of a living off of it. And so it just grew. I grew all my products. And this year I did have to bring my husband on because we're selling lots, which is great, but he's been gracious and supportive enough to come on and help me. So it's been awesome.
I love that. Yeah. I can feel like your passion and how much you love what you do just through hearing your voice.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you recommend working with your significant other?
It probably depends. My husband is very creative, so he helps me with like certain products. We'll kind of have brainstorm sessions and stuff. Which is amazing. I mean, it's wonderful to have someone to bounce things off of. And he's really, really great at coming up with different ideas and asking me if things would work and some things won't. But anyway, it's nice to have a sounding board anyway. So, and the help. So
what was your first product that you put up that sold that you were like, oh, I can do this for a living?
It was an invitation. Let's see. It was a couple invitations that I had done for showers. And I mean, getting started when you upload only like a couple invitations at once, and then you're selling, you're selling a lot of it and you're working really hard at it. You're like, oh my gosh. Okay. Well, now I've got to build more, And
yeah.
So, it was amazing. It was really cool. However, it was back in 2016 and it's taken 4 years to get here. So it does take some time, especially on Etsy and places like that where they can be saturated. But if you have a unique product, it's really neat how things can kind of come along.
Yeah, I was going to say, thanks for saying that, because I think a lot of times people get discouraged when things, I think our society and our generation especially wants everything immediately.
Yeah, and instant gratification.
Yeah, and I think that the reality is that building a business takes time, and like there are some things where you just, things can go viral, but you've built this, from the ground up, and it's taken 4 years. So I think that's really good advice for people to hear.
Yeah, I really feel that. I mean, it's totally been that. One other thing, it's all about making goals. I just had goals on, okay, well, I'm not going to, make, this amount of money maybe in the next year. However, I can make a goal of maybe I double my product range, or maybe I double what I have and create this many unique products that no one else really has. And, or maybe they don't have something too similar, and it really, really helps. So it's really cool.
You should have like a workshop for small business owners. You have a lot of information. I'm serious. I think a lot of people would be so interested in hearing how you've done it, and you're very engaging and love what you do, which is obvious.
I really do. Thanks.
All right, everyone, you can shop creativemason.com. That's Mason spelled M-A-I-S-O-N.com, and follow The Creative Mason on Instagram. And so you can check her out and see what they're all about. But I'm just looking at invitations and they're beautiful.
Yeah, and so I have some products. I have things like specifically for the holidays. During this time, I'm kind of lower on wedding invitations and favors and things like that. But we sell personalized pet mugs, and I have wrapping paper and greeting cards. And so anyway, Becca,
wrapping paper. That's so smart.
Yeah. And so, Becca, I'll send you some for Phoebe. I'll send you a mug or something with Phoebe on it.
I would love that.
And Tanya, I'll have something in there for you too.
Oh, thank you.
I need to get a hold of someone to get your guys' information and send you some stuff.
Yeah, we'll have one of the girls connect with you to give you our information so you have somewhere to send it to you.
That's great. That sounds
great. You're so sweet. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you guys both so much for supporting us Scrub Sisters. Like, I truly appreciate it. And this just, you know, when I get an order from a Scrub Sister, I'm like, oh my gosh, yay. You know, like, it just feels like one big family. And I want you guys to know that, like, we appreciate everything you guys do and just showing up for us and being here. And, you know, I know it's probably not easy, especially when you guys, you know, especially of late, you know, when you get any, you know, critiques or things like that. But we really appreciate you guys just being here, for especially for those of us who were, you know, we just love you. We feel like you're our real sisters. Tanya, don't cry. I didn't mean to make you cry, but I'm just saying, you know, we really, really do appreciate you guys. And I hope you feel that from a lot of us, because I think it is a majority of us. So we love you.
We do. We love you.
Truly appreciate you guys letting, you know, bringing my business on. This, you know, anything helps. And I'm just so excited to have been able to talk to you guys. Oh my goodness.
Oh, we love you, Michelle. Yeah, thank you so much.
Guys, thank you so much.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, next up, we are going to be talking to the owner of Letters and Lucy, and her name is Bailey Young. Bailey?
Hi!
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 How are y'all?
Good, how are you?
Good.
So you started off as an Etsy store, and then you just grew from there?
Yes, I did. So I started my business January 2019, and I started as an Etsy store, and I had a popular person from a reality TV show. I made a shirt about them, and they bought from my store and then posted on their social media. And that's kind of how, like, everything started. So it's been amazing since then.
That's awesome. Cause I think a lot of people listening right now, I mean, I know a lot of people have Etsy shops, and that's how a lot of small businesses start.
Yes.
They start on Etsy, and then, like, do you have an actual brick and mortar, or are you all online still?
I'm actually in it right now, but we got a warehouse and a, you know, like an office, but I'm actually setting up my store in the front. So I will soon, but it's not ready yet.
So are you able to kind of just give people who are listening, because we have, like, all of it right in front of us, but what is it that what do you sell? What do you make? Just so people have an idea.
Okay. So, like, my mission, I guess, is to, make you laugh, inspire you, and fuel your, obsessions. That means I have a lot of funny shirts in my store, like true crime, glass of wine, bed by nine, like that kind of stuff. And then I have a lot of motivational things, very modern woman type, you know, and then I have a lot of pop culture and reality TV and things like that. I have a lot of people that love Bravo TV on my shop, so I have a lot of Bravo stuff.
That's awesome.
So do you do any what was your first one that took off? What did it say on it?
Okay, so it said, it was Stassi Schroeder from Vanderpump Rules, and it said Mood Season 1 Stassi. And she was really kind of bratty and all of that in her first season, and that kind of is what started it all. And she bought from my store, and then she posted, and I had, like, hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands orders, like, a day. And I was in a little apartment, and it was, like, boxes everywhere. And it was crazy. But then I was working a full-time marketing job, and I had to quit my job, which is kind of cool that I got to that point. So now I'm doing this full time, but yeah, it's crazy that it started from my little apartment. Now I have, you know, a cool place to work out of, but yeah.
For people that are listening that are like, just start, you know, the pandemic hit and they pivoted and they're starting their own business. What's like a big lesson that you learned early on in your, you know, when you were starting your business that you can share with them?
To pivot a lot. I don't know if y'all know about Stassi, but she kind of came under fire for some things that she did. And I had to realize that, you know, I can't just rely on one product. So I started like making more things, more pop culture things. So I do a lot of Bachelor stuff. And Becca, I know that you're on Bachelor, and I do a lot of different things and really utilize social media. That's what, you know, I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram. I, you know, really try to grow that. But yeah, 2020 has been weird for sure.
That's awesome.
I mean, yeah, I can imagine. Where can people find your products and your Instagram? Just go ahead and give us the plug and let people know where they can find you.
Yeah. So I'm no longer on Etsy anymore. That's a long story that I don't think we have time to talk about, but it was kind of crazy. But lettersandlucy.com. Lucy is my dog, so that's where that came from. And then Instagram, it's at lettersandlucy. And yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Well, everybody, check her out. Check her out on Instagram. Shop small for the holidays if you haven't, if that sounds appealing to you or anybody in your life that they could, you know, get from that, or it's a really unique, interesting gift. So, and I like unique and interesting. So shop her store. It is lettersandlucy.com, or you can go to Instagram at lettersandlucy on Instagram.
And I wanted to thank y'all for doing this. It's really cool that y'all are showcasing small businesses. You know, it's hard to get your name out there. So thank y'all for doing this. It's really awesome.
Yeah, I'm so happy you were able to come on and talk about it. And I'm so happy that something that started out as like a passion, fun project turned into this for you. So congratulations.
Yeah, and congrats.
Everyone, go check out Letters and Lucy. Oh, one more thing.
Yeah. Okay. So this, I think, is kind of cool. I was in the Facebook group, the Scrubbing In Facebook group. And when Tanya posted the Modern Woman sweatshirt, everyone was like, where can I get it? Where can I get it? And so I was like, I can make it. And so my first sweatshirt in my store was a Modern Woman sweatshirt. And now I don't have it in there anymore, because now Tanya, you're selling it, of course, and that's your lingo. But like, I just think it's cool that like, that was my first item in my store, like before the saucy one. So that just shows I love y'all. But
uh-huh, we love you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I love that.
All the success in the world. Everybody go shop. Right now.
Well, thank y'all.
So we have, who's who? We have Susan,
Hannah, and Taylor.
And Taylor.
Y'all lined up how it's listed on our email.
Oh, perfect.
And you guys are the founders, owners of Wine Wicks Candles. So it's Wine Wicks, wine like the wine you drink. So WINE, Wicks, WIX, candles.com,
yeah.
Or Wine Wicks Candles on Instagram.
Yeah.
And you guys basically make candles out of the bottom of wine bottles.
Correct.
It's genius.
Yeah, tell us more. I'm very curious about this.
All right, so I'm Hannah's mom. I'm the mother here. This is my daughter, Hannah, and this is our family friend, Taylor. And during COVID, we were like a lot of people drinking a ton of wine, and probably more than we should have, but I figured COVID was gonna last and quarantine was gonna last like a month. So mm-hmm. I thought, I gotta start a hobby because I like hobbies. So my original thought was I was going to fill just old jars that I had with candles. And then I decided I was going to fill my girlfriends and whoever, just to give me something to do. I like to keep busy. And I noticed that we were going through so many wine bottles. And I was like, you know what? I could cut these wine bottles and use these as the jars. So we initially just were drinking our way through them. But then I thought, I don't want to be in rehab. So we started, because, you know, everybody was probably drinking a little too much. But so then.
Wait, did I talk to one of you on Instagram?
You talked to me, Hannah. Yeah.
I've been, that's right. I'm like, I feel like I've seen this somewhere, and I was wanting to do this to like Because I saved this bottle of wine that Red Star and I drank like our one of our early dates, and I've just saved it. And I don't know if I threw it away, but I've been wanting to like, do something with it. And I was like, oh, I can make it into a candle.
Yeah.
Because you guys do that, right? If somebody sends you a bottle, you can make it into a candle and send it back to them.
Correct. Yeah. Sometimes we do like specialty orders like that. But yeah, basically my mom like was starting to sell them to like boutiques and stuff around town. And then I'm in school for marketing right now and I graduate next semester. And I was like, you know, this would be a great opportunity for me, not only because I like am obsessed with the idea of like sustainability and like, you know, doing what we can for the environment, but also like, you know, it's a great opportunity for me to work on my marketing skills and really like put that to the test. So I basically asked my mom if I could be her first employee.
Mm-hmm. I said yes.
And
I said yes.
I said yes, honey.
Her first employee working for free. And then and then if I could just like make the Instagram and, you know, like I could start reaching out to influencers, you know, kind of getting the word out about it. And so that's kind of how it started. And I reached out to both you guys too. And like other people who I thought maybe would like the idea. So then, you know, we were able to connect with influencers that way. And then some of them started posting and it's been so helpful, like to get the word out about the candles.
I left off because I feel like I responded and I was like, yes, I want to do this. And then I just tried to find the bottle and Lord
lost, knows. You know, right. I totally get it. Like things get lost and you guys. Like, yeah.
But now I'm so, this is such a great idea. I want to do this for Hanukkah.
Yeah. And I get it. Like you guys probably get a million DMs and like, you're like, who's this crazy girl in my right. DMs talking about?
No, you weren't crazy at all. You were so sweet.
But yeah. So basically it started, you know, really taking off. And my mom was like in the basement working so hard, like by herself. Cause I live downtown. So she was just like doing this all herself. And then Taylor came in and.
Yes. So I came to buy some candles one day. Cause like Susan mentioned, like we're family friends and she was telling me about the business and how it's blown up and that like she really needed help. And my background is actually in corporate merchandising. So I was like, I'm out of work. I'd love to help you. So I joined the team and I'm working on like all the logistics, all the operations, helping ship out orders. Cause now we're shipping like all over the country, thanks to these wonderful community of influencers who have jumped on board and really supported us. And I'm kind of helping out with like merchandising strategy and calendar and just all of those things to kind of really keep it like growing and exciting. And we're, as Susan mentioned earlier, you know, we can't drink our way through the wine bottles anymore that we're making hundreds of candles a week. So, we reached out to the community, like the town that we live in is in the south suburbs of Chicago. It's like a really cute, tight knit, like smaller town. So Hannah reached out like on Facebook in our town's like moms and dads group and was like, if anybody drinks wine and wants to save your bottles, we would like love to take them off your hands. And we've gotten hundreds of bottles from our friends and our neighbors and people are messaging us like all the time.
Did you have a job before this, but did you get laid off because of the pandemic?
I did. Yeah. I have a job. I have a part-time job.
Yeah, I did. I was, I was in corporate merchandising. I've been for like the last like 7-8 years and I was a casualty of this pandemic, but silver lining is I get to grow a small business now.
I know. And that's the thing that's like, I think a lot of people are kind of realizing like we need to be in charge. We, as I'm just saying, just like in general, we as like ourselves are in charge of our own lives. You know what I mean? Like so many people have been furloughed and laid off and let go. And it's like, you just have to pick up and keep moving. And it's like, now you're part of this like small business and you get to grow. And I hope that you guys just grow exponentially and that you all like, and I think what I'm hoping is that we're having this shift in mentality where we are all trying to shop small and, you know, help people build their businesses. You know, like I have a girlfriend who just started her own business during the pandemic designing wreaths for, you know, and I'm like, she's like, I'll make you your wreath for free. And I'm like, no, I want to pay you for, this is your job. I want to pay for this wreath. And like, I want to spread the word because it's like, we're all just trying to make our own living. And I think it's so, so cool and inspiring.
On TV the other day, they said, everybody needs to have their own home-based business. So I can just go down to the basement. I can work long hours. And I come from a sales background. I was in retail. I was a personal stylist at Nordstrom. So I want to have the best customer service possible because Hannah does all the marketing and I would have 52 followers on Instagram if it wasn't for her. because, you know, I'm a mom, but she has brought in so many people. And, you know, anytime, you know, sometimes you're going to have breakage. And anytime that happens, she answers back within an hour. And the next day we send something out with an extra gift because, you know, I feel like everybody's home. You want your house to smell beautiful. And I've always been a candle person. And just, we put a lot of love into each package. We put a handwritten note and, we love doing it. It's a real passion. And I'm type Z, Taylor's type A. So we're a great, match.
Yeah. I'm type Z too.
I don't know what she is.
I don't know what I am either, but it's just been so awesome. Cause like, we kind of like brought two worlds together, like being sustainable, but also like my mom has loved candles since I was like, literally before I can remember, we had a candle in every single room in our house. So once I like found out that she was like starting this and was really serious about this, I was like, this could not be more perfect of an opportunity, like for us, because we truly see it going like further than we can even like now we're so proud of like what it's become so far, but like we see so much more for it too.
It's been 4 months.
Yeah.
So it seems like about a year and a half sometimes because.
That's so awesome. I'm so happy to have you guys. Please reach out to me so that you're at the top of my DMs because I would love to. Get the bottle. I want to get the bottle to you, and I want to get a candle made and happy to support.
No, we have candles. Idea. We have tons of bottles. So we just cut the bottles we have so people don't have to ship them to us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yes, it's yes. Mine, I want a specialty order. I'm happy to pay double for it.
We can do that for you. Best request.
Yes, yeah. We can definitely do that.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, go to winewickscandles.com. Follow them on Instagram, winewickscandles.com. It's winewicks with an X candles. Thank y'all so much for coming on. Congratulations. This is like you found something you loved and it's working out for the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, girls. We appreciate it. I love your
podcast. Congrats.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, we love you.
Bye. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Next up, we have the Little Bean Shop. This is littlebean.shop. Is it?
Yes.
On.com?
Just dot shop.
No, dot shop.
Oh, that's a thing? Yeah. Okay, so it's littlebean.shop, or you can follow them on Instagram at littlebean_shop on Instagram. And we have Rebecca joining us. Hi.
How are you guys?
So good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm looking on your Instagram now because I wanted to see the product, but I'm going to let you talk about what your business is so that you can explain to everyone, but I need y'all to go look at this Instagram. It is so cute.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah. So we have an online baby boutique and we sell everything from onesies, footies, bibs, little booties, and we like to go all out for the holidays. So we have a really big Christmas collection on our page. And we like to work with a bunch of different US made designers. A lot of them are actually stay-at-home moms that turned their passions into careers and they design really beautiful pieces. A lot of them are organic cotton, or some of them are made from soybean, which creates really soft products. So we like to just find a bunch of different designers to have on our site. A lot of women-owned brands, which is awesome.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah. And we just celebrated our 1 year in October. So it's just myself. And then my mom actually helps a lot with it. And we're online only right now, but hopefully we want to open up a brick and mortar in Newport, Rhode Island, because I live in Rhode Island.
Oh my God. We love Newport.
Oh my God. I know. So yeah, that's a little bit about us. It's been a passion of mine. I love doing it. I graduated with a degree in PR and fashion merchandising, and I've always loved babies. So I kind of just combined both passions and I love it. It's been so much fun, and hopefully it'll be my full-time career one day. So
it's so
it
cute.
Will be your full-time career.
Yes,
one day.
It will
I just
be,
want
yes.
to say, like, if you're someone, whether you have kids or you have friends or family members with kids, or if you know a baby in your life, this would be such an amazing gift, because these are the types of pieces that could be passed down in each holiday when there's a new baby.
Yeah,
they get
really
their little
cute
Christmas outfit.
The Christmas pajamas we have are adorable. And we like to go all out for every holiday. We have Valentine's Day onesies. We had a bunch of Halloween stuff. So every holiday, it's really fun to just kind of go all out and have a bunch of different types of pieces.
It's so cute. Everything on your Instagram is adorable.
Do you make any in adult sizes?
I know. You should see our entire second bedroom is just like babiness everywhere. My poor boyfriend, it's giving me such baby fever, but
I'm sure
it's crazy. I love it. And we also just added a feature where people can type like a gift message, and then I handwrite it and I include it in their package. So if they're sending it to their loved one directly, I can create like a little gift message for them. So people have been loving that.
Love that. Yeah. Well, everyone check out The Little Bean. It's littlebean.shop and follow on Instagram at littlebean_shop. Rebecca, thank you so much.
Thank you guys. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Happy holidays. Happy Merry holidays. Christmas.
Yes,
Happy
you guys New too. Year.
Good luck with
Stay
everything.
Stay healthy. Thank you so much.
So we have Corey Taylor here. Are you Corey Harris or Corey Taylor?
Because you're on your Corey Taylor is my married name, but I go by Corey Harris. That's my art name.
We have Corey Harris here, and her website is CoreyHarrisArt.com, and then Instagram is CoreyHarrisArt. Tell us about your company, what you do, how you started.
Well, first of all, my name's Corey, and I started my small business, my side hustle, right after I graduated college. I work full time, so this was actually something that I did to kind of bring me joy. I started painting just to do something that made me happy that wasn't like my full-time job. So I started painting, and then I made something really colorful. And this was right when Instagram first started. So I had posted maybe a couple food pics on my Instagram, and then I decided to post this painting I made. And it was instant gratification, the people that like that photo and they say, oh my gosh, I want you to paint something for me too. And so I just kept painting and I kept painting. And then a couple months later, I decided to put it up in an Etsy shop. And I feel like a lot of small businesses kind of start this way, especially if they're feeling down or lonely, especially in 2020, you're feeling anxious. You want to do something that just makes you happy. So you start a small business, you start a side hustle. So it started with Etsy, and then I kind of rolled over and made my own website, and it's becoming a little bit more real each and every day, but it is still a side hustle for right now.
That's amazing. I think when you're passionate about something, I feel like it turns into something bigger as long as you're continuing to do it out of passion and just something that you enjoy to do. I'm hoping that this soon becomes your full-time successful business.
Well, it's interesting because I do enjoy my full-time job too. I have I have different balances. So I'm a full-time volleyball coach at my college. So
very different. Oh, I think you muted yourself.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sorry. That gets out my competitive side. And then this sort of gets out my creative side.
Love that.
That's so so interesting because they're so different.
It's good. It's good. It's a good different.
So for people that are listening, if they want to, let's say for a gift for their mom, they want to maybe have a picture of her painted from when she was, or what kind of paintings can you do?
So that's the funny part of the story. So I started painting on canvases as you would imagine most wall art. And then it sort of changed a little bit. So I put up an Etsy shop, and then I decided to do an in-person show. And when I was doing this in-person show, I wanted to make my booth really cute. I wanted to stand out. So I put a globe, a classroom globe in my booth. And I swear every single person that walked by my booth was like, that globe is so cool. And I'm like, my canvases, my paintings all right here. They were just looking at this globe. So now I paint on globes. So if you can see everything behind me. So classroom style globes, I paint those. So that is
the thing. Cool as hell.
Thank you.
It's seriously amazing. If you have a teacher in your life, this would be the coolest gift.
Teachers are my primary customer, and I'm so grateful for them, but I love making teacher gifts.
And also, but you can get whatever. So I could be like, hey, I want a globe and I want this quote on it, and you could make it.
Literally, you name it and I've done it. So I've got a Taylor Swift globe back here.
That's so cool.
Buddy the Elf. I've got a Friends globe. I'm thinking of the scrubbing in globe I can make right now. I've got Red Starburst. I've got all your quotes. Oh, Tanya, we could make an amazing quote. All the quotes behind you, we could do it.
I've been thinking about a gift that I want to get for somebody, but it's somebody that just has everything, mm-hmm. you know, that, so this is actually a really great gift. Cause I think sometimes the most thoughtful gifts are the best gifts. So,
oh yeah. And they're meaningful too.
I'm gonna keep your Instagram handle handy.
Hey, I appreciate it.
okay. So everybody check out Corey. It's Corey's. So everybody check out CoreyHarrisArt.com. Yes. Follow her on Instagram. It's at CoreyHarrisArt on Instagram. Good luck. We love you.
Thank you
so much for taking the time to come on with us. And good luck on your side hustle.
Thank you. Love you guys. And if you haven't heard it enough, you guys are amazing. Thank you for everything you do.
We love
you. You're the best. Thank you.
Love you guys.
So next up, we have Love Sal. You can shop at lovesal.com or you can go to her Instagram. It's at shoplovesal on Instagram. We have Sally Clark joining us. Hello. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about Love Sal. Tell us about how you got started and what you do, what you sell.
Yeah, so it's kind of been a process. So it's an online women's clothing boutique. I specialize in all things women fashion, a lot of dresses, sweaters, loungewear, things like that. The idea kind of came to me like a year and a half ago. I was engaged actually in this relation. It was a really unhealthy, abusive relationship. And I was kind of just looking for like a healthy, positive outlet to kind of escape that part of my life. And I posted like a couple pieces of clothes from Amazon on my Instagram and I got some feedback. And so then I posted more and I got some more feedback and that kind of led me into like the fashion blogging world. And so then eventually I, you know, kept going with that and I started blogging and things like that. When I got the strength to leave that relationship, I really leaned into this community and I kept sharing clothes and stuff as just a way to kind of express myself while I was healing through this heartbreak. But then I also started talking a lot about like real life stuff, like heartbreak and domestic violence and self-confidence and body positivity and things like that. And then, so I just kind of kept doing what I was doing and then quarantine came and I had so much time to think and figure out what I wanted to do. And I'm just like, how can I tie all of these pieces together? All these different pieces of my life, how can I bring it to one? Like clothes, which kind of saved me through this, but then also help other people that might be going through a situation like I was in. And that's when the boutique kind of came to me. So I started buying and selling clothes. And then every month I do a donation to different domestic violence organizations as a way to kind of give back and help spread the word and awareness and things like that. So it's been like a year and a half process to get to where I am today, but it has been so rewarding and so much fun.
I love that. I love the aspect of giving back to these charities that is a way of saying like, kind of as a way of showing what you've been through and what you got out of and how this company helped you heal from that.
Yeah. And it's like, what if I can help someone that's me a year and a half ago? And like, that's,
I know, I was going to say, I'm really proud of you for mm-hmm. being able to pull yourself out of that. I think that's such a testament to who you are and how strong you are, because I think sometimes, you know, it takes a lot of strength to pull yourself out of that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And, you know, sharing my story has been probably the best thing from the healing process too. And then getting to pour it into something else that can help other people. It's been more than I could have ever asked for. So I'm forever thankful for it.
I love that. For anyone who's wanting to start their own business, what is a piece of advice you'd want to give someone just who's starting out?
I would say just go for it. And I know that's so broad and so vague, but I mean, Google has all of the answers that you need. TikTok now, YouTube, podcasts, anything, like just go for it. And the thing that I always told myself is the worst thing I can say is that I tried and I failed, but I would never want to look back in 5 years and be like, oh, I should have done that.
I love that.
Just continue to surround yourself with people that support you and that tell you you can do it. And the sky is literally the limit. Anything is really possible.
I love that. Well, everyone check out lovesal.com and follow Shop Love Sal on Instagram. Thank you for coming on and talking about your business. I hope it is immensely successful.
Yeah, Sally, congratulations and thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We have the owner of Espionage Los Angeles. We have Taylor King joining us on Scrubbing In. Hi, Taylor.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So I just kind of wanted you to give us a rundown of what you offer at Espionage and kind of how you got started and what it is that you do.
So at Espionage, we always like to say we have a little bit of something for everyone, and we really do. Customers will come to our store, especially during the holiday season, and literally knock everyone off their list, from their mom, their dad, brother, boyfriend, grandma, even teachers. You know, we just really, it's hard to leave the store without finding something cool for like someone you're thinking of.
That's sometimes those are the hardest gifts, because a lot of times it's easy to go on and find like a basic gift for someone. And sometimes I struggle with the thoughtful gifts of something that's different that you can't really get anywhere else. Yeah. Do you feel like that's kind of like what y'all offer to people? Is that why you
It's funny. This woman just came in earlier today and was like, you know, I need to get a gift for this person. It's like my friend's husband. And, you know, he loves airplanes. He loves to fly airplanes. He loves airplanes. And I was like, funny you say that. I just got this 1970s original box filled with, it's like one of those boxes that you would get if you're flying first class, and each person gets like their own little, I guess like a snack box, you could say.
Right. Yeah.
But it was filled with like 2 Irish whiskeys, 2 mugs, 2 swizzle sticks that were in the shape of skis, because it was Irish, this Irish like drink company. I guess it's very snow centric or something. So, and it was like this perfectly pristine box of this stuff sealed in plastic straight from the 70s. And she was like, oh my God, this is perfect. Like, where else could you find that? Really? I don't know. I tried to Google it. I couldn't find it anywhere.
So where do you get like items like that? How are you able to get that kind of stuff for your store?
So over the years, I've met quite a few characters, and there are collectors out there that I've just built relationships with, and now they kind of start bringing me things to sell at my store, and they almost sometimes think it's their store. I have some people that are like, well, I got this for you, so you better take it. And I'm like, I don't want that. But this one guy that I work with, he really just knows the history and like just comes up across like the craziest things. Like, we're doing a gift right now for a celebrity client. We do a lot of like celebrity gifting, and this particular person also randomly loves airplanes and loves to fly airplanes. And I found a vintage propeller from World War II, and I mean, it's just incredible. I can show you, but I don't think other people can see, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, if for people that are listening that don't live in LA, can they shop your store online? Do you guys have an online?
Yes, I do have an online. And I mean, more than ever, I know shopping online is a big thing. So I am working on my website. For the longest time, I think I've had my website, I've had the store for almost 9 years. And I think I've had the website for maybe 4 years. 3 to 4 years. Oh, and so now is kind of the time where I'm like, okay, I really got to vamp up this website and make it look good, because just me doing it myself is not going to cut it. So we're working on it, but you can totally shop on the website.
Okay. Yeah. So you can go to espionagela.com, and then you can follow them on Espionage LA on Instagram.
Yes.
And I'm assuming you kind of show products that you have available on the Instagram page.
A cool thing that we offer on our website too is the package. And it's kind of like a gift basket, but obviously not your average gift basket. We curate it, or I personally curate it. And there's a note section that you can write like who you're gifting for. And I can, and you pick the price range that you want to spend, and I'll just put together like a cute little medley of things, and we'll gift wrap it.
Oh, that's amazing. That's awesome. Such a great idea.
Yeah, it's kind of like Sugarfish. So it's like, treat me, you know, we'll just put this in and talk a little about the person.
I love Sugarfish. Well, thank you for coming on. I'm so glad we're able to talk to you and promote your business. And everyone check out espionagela.com and follow Espionage LA on Instagram.
Perfect. Thank you guys
so much. Thanks, Taylor.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
All right. Well, that is it for our small businesses. Thank you, everyone who came on. We so appreciate you introducing us to your business and telling everyone. I hope that everyone will go out and support these companies you heard us talk about and talk to.
Yeah. And maybe we can let this, you know, mini episode spark another chain on the Facebook group where people can go and post about their business and we can all kind of help support each other because that's how it starts.
It's true. And this is something that should, you know, we have to support these businesses year round, not just Christmas. But this is such an opportunity for you to show your support and get some really great and thoughtful gifts. So check them all out. Go to the maybe we'll do a post on the Facebook group and you can add other small businesses so everyone can support one another right now.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to our mini episode. We will be back next week and we love you and have a great week.
Love you. Bye.